Thank you for calling the Roundup Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes, I was transferred to you.
Sure. Okay. I just want to make sure that you haven't started a claim with any other firm yet. You haven't done anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
The answer to that question is no.
Okay.
I haven't, like you said, any other legal thing, no.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And now, was it you or a family member of yours that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Myself.
Very sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype?
B-cell lymphoma.
Large B-cell, okay. Let me put that in there. And then, is that the only diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's that, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then you're filing for yourself as yourself. And in what year were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in 2016.
Do you happen to know, like, the month?
October 11th. 2016.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. So we're going to put 10, 11, 2016. And did you usually just use the Roundup at home or for work or both?
Home.
Okay. So just at home mostly there. And did anyone else in the household come into contact with the product and get sick, like other family or friends or neighbors?
No.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. And then give me the address where you would have had the most exposure to the product.
5205 West Congress Parkway, Chicago, Illinois, 60644.
Chicago, Illinois, okay. And that's where you are now?
Yes.
Chicago, cool. Has it started to... cool down for you guys, or?
What do you mean? The weather?
Yeah, is it chilly now, or is it still nice?
It's still nice.
Okay, cool. And then about how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was about 30.
Okay. And about how many years did you use the Roundup?
About 6.
About 6? Okay.
Yeah.
And so one of those years would have been before you were diagnosed, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then you would have obviously used the product at least 10 days in those 6 years, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then are you a U.S. resident, a citizen?
Yes.
I'm going to list off several different ailments that may or may not apply to you. I'll put no unless you say that you were that you currently have one of these illnesses. Hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV/AIDS, autoimmune disease, diabetes mellitus, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, Epstein-Barr, other cancers. No to those, right?
No, correct.
And then, have you had an organ transplanted in your body or no?
No.
Any family history of cancer or no?
No.
Okay. And then I'm going to plug in your name as it shows here. Erica, E-R-I-C-A. And then Cook, C-O-O-K. Right?
Correct.
Do you have a middle initial?
S as in Sam.
S as in Sam. And then can you confirm your gender?
Female.
And are you married or unmarried?
Unmarried.
Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your ailment? Did you watch something online or on TV, or did you read something, or did a medical professional tell you?
a TV ad.
Okay. And around when did you see this TV ad?
I'm not sure exactly when I saw the ad.
Ballpark, was it in 2024 or sooner, or if you had to take
a guess? You can put this year, last year, this year, but
okay, I'll put last year then. Let me put 23, and then this next question asks for your height and weight.
5'3", 215 pounds.
And this is your cell phone, 713-709-1754?
773 is the area code.
Right, 773-709-1754 is your cell, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then what would be the best email address for you?
Last name Cook, first name Erica, 24 at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Alrighty. And then about how many times a month did you use the product?
Twice a month.
Twice a month, okay. So about 24 times a year. And then you already confirmed that you sprayed the product for at least a year before you were diagnosed, starting in around 2010, right?
Yes.
And then you stopped in October of 2016 when you were diagnosed, right? Or did you continue?
Correct.
Okay. Let me go to this section here. And when you applied the product, was it normally the concentrate that you would mix yourself and then spray it? Or would you get the pre-mixed one that had the, the sprayer?
No, I would mix it with water.
Okay, perfect. So I'm putting residential use of the concentrate, and you would mix it yourself and spray it on the weeds. So I'll put that one there. And did you normally, and this was sprayed in Illinois, did you normally use any protective gear?
Gloves.
Okay. Gloves. Let me put another note here. Direct spray. And it was you directly spraying the product, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then let me do so. Used about twice a month for 10 years. Let me do the math on that. Okay. 240. And then are you on well or city water?
City water.
And then have you ever been exposed to other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange, or no?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then when you got the product, was it usually at like a bigger store, like a Walmart or Home Depot?
Home Depot.
Perfect. Thank you. And obviously, it's been a few years since you last used the product, so you may not have any, and that's okay. I just have to ask. Did you keep any receipts or any, like empty containers or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
And then let me go to the next section here. Are you a smoker or no?
No.
Are you currently employed, self-employed, or on a fixed income?
Just not working right now. Unemployed.
Okay. And then have you ever been in the military?
No.
Did you ever lose any time from work when you were working because of any treatments related to your condition?
Yeah, back then when I was working.
Okay, about how long do you think you have to take off from work?
Intermittently, like for treatment.
Okay, so let me put that there. Intermittently. Give me a second. I'm not the best speller, but I got it spelled right now. And have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for disability or workers' comp?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy? No? I'm sorry, Erica, did you catch that?
You said workers' comp, I said no.
Oh, no, and bankruptcy after that, I asked?
No.
Okay, and then other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets and stuff, have you ever been convicted of a crime or no?
No.
Okay. And then do you recall your doctor's name?
First name is Jacob, and the last name is Rotschmick. Rotemensch. This is going to be a long more time.
We're more than, like, more than a third of the way. We're almost at the end. There's just this medical section right here. And then
okay.
I'll get your address, an emergency contact if you want to put one in, and then just the HIPAA compliance form, and then you're all set for an e-signature. So we're almost there. I'll promise
okay.
I can be as quick as I can here. What was the hospital okay. that you went to?
Rush University Medical Center.
Medical Center. Let me try and get the address here. It looks like they have different facilities. In which city? In Chicago?
Chicago, Illinois, 60612, 1653 West Congress Parkway.
There it is. Okay. Perfect. Let me add that in there. It's just having me type this up in different places. It'd be cool if it, like, if you put it in one, then they would do it in all of them.
Wait.
But, yeah.
I didn't hear all of that. What did you say?
Oh, I'm just typing it all up. It has me put it in different places, and I was saying it'd be cool if, like, if you did it in
one,
that it would do it in all of them, but it's having me. But we
are. Okay.
Yeah, don't worry. We're almost there. And then do you recall the kind of treatments they did for you? Was it chemo, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery?
So I had radiation, chemo, and pain medication.
Okay. And then around what date did they start the treatment?
So the first test was September 20th, 2016.
Well, yeah, and then you were diagnosed in October, but I'm referring to the treatments. I know sometimes depending on how long it takes for insurance to approve everything, it could either be really quick.
I don't know exactly when the treatment started.
Okay. So, but was it sometime in October or November?
I would probably say end of October.
Okay. So we'll put end of October here in 2016. And then what is your current mailing address? Is it the one you gave me earlier?
Yes.
Back up and grab it. And then normally we request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue working the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period of time. Do you want to put an emergency or no?
No, I don't need to.
Oh, I'm sorry. One very important question here. Either yourself or the doctor will have medical records, right?
The doctor has them.
Okay.
You have to request them.
And then this next portion here is just for the HIPAA. The last section is for the HIPAA medical compliance section, so they can get those records. What is your date of birth?
Okay. 4/15/86.
4/15/1986. And then the social?
I'm sorry, the what?
The social, the last four.
8/0/99.
Alrighty, and then I'm going to send you an automated text message for a DocuSign, and then you'll be all set for that. That's usually the hardest part. Depending on how tech savvy someone is, they can do it in like just a minute or, you know, maybe like a little longer. But
Okay.
And so if you get the text message, you'll open it up. I can't see what's on the screen. But if you're not sure what to tap, just let me know what you read, and I'll do my best to guide you.
You sent it, Alex?
Uh-huh. It should be in your text messages or email.
My service isn't that good right now. Let me see.
Oh, now
I'm not getting any service.
I know sometimes depending on the service provider, you won't get it until you're off the phone. So maybe that's with yours. So I will let you go for now, and then hopefully it comes in when we're off the phone. And if I don't see it completed in like the next 20, 30 minutes or hour, I'll give you a call back from a 949 area code. But other than that, after you complete the e-signature, it'll go to the firm, and then they'll call you in about a couple of weeks just to introduce themselves, and then go over everything, make sure there's no errors, and then you'll be all set in their system. But I will let you go to see if that comes through. And then other than that, have a safe Halloween, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.